discipline, colored by gold, do you accept? You are immaculate, as to be worthy. To you I prostrate.
Tawa, Vadam Jena Jaga. Oya, ni ta, kering. Nganzo yangyu. Kane toks, togeche. Ane tene mata, namgyu jene shinche, tango. Gomke, orteche. Gomke tiri ya. Nganzo tingo la, lemring tistro yamba. Gwane ma, tajurin.
So today
we are meeting again, and we will, as usual, start with a little bit of meditation. And we have been doing some meditation related to like long-term topics, the stages of the path, thinking about how greatly valuable this kind of human life is, this precious human rebirth, and how difficult to find. And so we'll continue with that same kind of meditation, going into death and impermanence and contemplating that a little bit. So after the meditation, we'll continue going through our text, and then we will have some time for question and answer.
Ani ta mitego kumye ti tona chi sosurangi chen nyamle ta ta tinje to chen ni ya ko tu samna tu kom se ya ti mayim ba ya chi sosu sen kham la ti se ya chi chi mitego kom ba la ten ya chi khase sen kham ti se ma chi ba se ko de ba me ba ten ngo re tinje gi yong ya gi na ya chi mitego ko na sam se ta ma ta na ya re ni de yim du ne tren chi yong to ne chi mitego kom ya se ba re so so ko na kham na se ta me ba na en te to la sam se ta ma ta che du xia xia na ya re.
So here, the meditation on impermanence. Now, if you're an individual who is striving to practice the Dharma, meditating on impermanence can be really powerful in terms of motivating us to engage in practice and so forth. So in that way, it can be beneficial to think about. But there are those who maybe have, due to their sort of mental inclinations and so forth, meditating on death and impermanence just makes them unhappy or uncomfortable. It doesn't really seem to be of benefit. So here, what I'm going to explain is a general kind of way of meditating on death and impermanence, and whether or not it's sort of beneficial for your particular inclinations and disposition and so forth, that's for you to decide.
Dinege, Tajur Tunche, Chevuate, and it can say Mamma Drosare, Dine, Tajur, the Lute, Mombalape, Nicaris, Drosare. Ta, Ni Sajo, Lute, and it tuzuring push, which it degree, Senna. Ta tuzuring push, and it degmaris. Ta, deg, tuzu dilatan, Kiwane, Mushi Paralachavana, Hazard Serina, Loja Laxi Mato, Hanamta.
So here, thinking about death and impermanence, looking at this kind of body that we cherish so much, that's so important to us, here we've thought about how greatly meaningful the kind of rebirth that we have right now is, and it's something that's really difficult to obtain. So right now, we shouldn't waste it, but rather should use it for something meaningful. But then we sort of proceed to thinking, well, if this were something that remained for a long time, if we could have this kind of life indefinitely, then maybe we wouldn't be in any hurry to do some kind of practice. But it's not the case. From the moment that we are born, we are slowly proceeding, we are impermanent, proceeding and perishing moment by moment. At the very longest, our life might last 100 years, but it's slowly, slowly passing by. So if we don't use the kind of time that we have right now, it's going to go past us, it's going to go along. So here, the way that we normally contemplate death and impermanence is via what we call the three roots, the nine reasons, and the three determinations. So here, the first, sort of the three main things that we contemplate are first, that definitely we have to die. Our death is certain. However, the time that we are going to die is uncertain. So the time of death is uncertain. And really, at the time of death, nothing except for the Dharma can be of benefit to us. So those are the three sort of root reasons or root topics that we contemplate. Here, then again, there is these three sort of root contemplations that that death is certain. There's no way that we can not have to die. And then, but the time of death is uncertain. And at the time of death, there's nothing except for Dharma practice, which can be of benefit to us. So the first of these contemplations then has three sort of reasonings behind it. So the first of these is that when death comes, there's nothing that we can do to avert it. We can't sort of, there's no methods that we can use to avert it. Death is definitely going to come. And so we'll get into this one first and then the next of the reasonings. But so when it comes to the time of death, we are unable to, no matter how rich you may be, no matter how powerful you may be, no matter how much authority you may have, those kinds of accumulations that one has made throughout life, you don't have the ability to turn away death. Although usually when it comes to creating a particular result, we rely upon various sorts of causes and conditions. When the conditions are coming together for death, there's nothing that we can really do to avert that. Even the practice of Dharma is not something that can stop that. So here, the first of these reasonings is really getting at that when we are facing the causes of death, when we are facing that time of death, it's definite. There's nothing that we can do to avert that.
おでちた、巨人、にばてからすな、せらぬばめじゅんてじぱまちゃどんわ、せちょるわ。で、たおな、あ、ましえてら、あ、ましえわちえら、せてら、ぬばとるぬべたぶち、てつじよろしえな、てちえんぐるわ、せしな、せらぬばよまれ、せらぬばめべませげ、しえてべ、たにゅるにゅるにゅるにゅるしえぬてじぱまちゃどんぐれす。たちん、あ、かま、 だすけんてねかまてねちゅつてねにもてねたわおてんでちゃてねろちゃねげてんでちゃねげまずしえてたにるにるにるてんでちゅうぐうれすんでじぱまちゃとんわせわてんごうれあねつらぬんばめじんせんとたいなかしえげとばさすぐるわあつらぬんばよちょうぐれなんじゅうむねしなつわんてんでちえとわあねつるくちえとわあねぜんぶりんげなろわな 최대배야고도와최대기존에 아니야지 바르체 첨부된데 용해 용고 오래 뭐 대중 마용의 채도 세왕 수에 당 시축치에 당 아니 안서 최대 마땅 내가 무슨 말도 최대 양고 채 맨주 양고 채소나 니가 무엇이 채 용고 오래 디나 채는 눈밖에 말해 소소 바르체 때 도해 채 채버려 마도 눈밖에 사케 말해 쓰는데.
So then the second reasoning, thinking about death as being definite, is that we can't add on to our lifespan. And we are constantly moving toward death, actually. So it's not as though we can do some kind of special actions in order to add on to the life that we have. But rather, from the moment that we are born, we are moving toward that inevitable end of death. And this is happening moment to moment, second to second, hour to hour, day to day, month to month, year to year, and so forth. And so here, we might have this doubt, like, oh, well, look, people do these kinds of long life pujas. We get initiations into long life kind of practices and so forth. Or we have really good healthcare these days. There are really good conditions for living. We wouldn't say that this is sort of adding on to life, but it's rather preventing those kinds of obstacles that might be of harm to one's life. There are two sort of ways that we could die, potentially, and one is a kind of untimely death, meeting with some sort of sudden conditions, and then there is the kind of death that happens due to the expiration of our lifespan. Our karmic lifespan has ended. And so we can think about maybe you have like an 80% chance of surviving the year, but if you don't, say, take care of your health or some sort of obstacle comes up, you could lose your life. And so when we engage in practices like these long life pujas and so forth, it's really for the removal of those obstacles, but we wouldn't say that you can add on in any way to the length of one's life. That is something that is constantly diminishing.
あ、中中をよ。ちょっとなってばさり。ディプロブラインレガタってんでまんこのココソン。だってでちゃんちゅん。なった 카라스에게 소시베네가서 도착금자 전야요래 난 카라스고유 하나도 수에 차장마 샤로 치다스야 세계용 말에 다 되는 신기 내가 가르치거나 아 내가 지금 했다 나 내가 사상 샤로 치스나 네 세계용 말에 어째서 최 자동매가 해버려도 지에게 깨는 거래 균세수 대다 돈배 균세수부터는 떼나 아니 남중 치다 해버려도 뭐한테 균세수부터 떼나 하고 또 웃을라.
So then the third sort of reasoning here is that during our life, we don't even really have that much time to engage in the practices of Dharma. So here, we might have this sort of sense of like, oh, well, I'm going to do many things throughout the course of my life, and then eventually I'll get around to, say, purifying all of those negativities that I've engaged in. I'll go and do my Dharma practice and so forth. But we don't get to sort of have extra time for Dharma. Our death doesn't wait until we're ready, till we've finished all of the things that we want to do. But rather, the time of death can arrive abruptly. Like, it's not as though someone can't die while they're, say, making food. It's not like you get to decide, oh, okay, I'm going to finish this meal first, and then that can come. But rather, the time of our death can arrive suddenly, and we don't have the sort of ability to add on extra time to be able to do the Dharma. But rather, we should use the time that we have, recognizing that we definitely have to die. We can't ask for extra moments in order to be able to try to practice the Dharma. But based upon that, we should use the time that we have right now to be able to do a practice of Dharma rather than put it off.
로디냐 두두 따따 데그레 쩌나 시에 두두 따따 디두 요레 세야로 요레스나 디요 마레스 노 냄질라 예바요 마레스 타 메바텔라 군제 숨레스 잠불링베게 쳇라 예바요 마레스 오 찌찌 담보티레 잠불링바세 남조 잠불링게 틀랑링 딜라 아니 쳇라 예바요 마레스 로아시에 마고 찌글라야 쳇라 예바요 레 로 쭈 데그요나 쭈 따따 시에 따고 다 디냐 니슈인 데그요나 니슈 똥 대규나 똥 어디데 개바 요르데 이나 점블링베 쳇데라 뎃 개듀시 마시세데 하고 요 마레스 쳇체 다디네 니바데 카레세소나 이제 니바데 치케신도 마시 순제 뉴아스 다 아란조 점블링베 미테졸라 독스탄드 치케베 망고레 시에 겐드라 베나 카나 카나 사야데 나조 스웨게 쳇도레데 임바이나 카나 사마시 통마시 따디데기 겐첸 나자나첸 쿠이 시에기 겐체요레 메테 조에 맞아 스웨게 쳇도레데 메 카시에게 소소수 불마죠 진제 제베 왕게 아메 시에 고레 다 메다 카나 테조게 왕게 맞아 진제기 시게 지기 요이나 대신다 저도 지게 지기 요가데 진제 타쇼 임베드 인도 지게 신도 마레 진도 스웨베 겐데 베 뇽뇽레 다 뭐시오 진데 겐데 베 뇽뇽레 진제 니버드세 다 군세 숨바데 다 아란조 르신도 냠 충신 냠지는 게 봐 다 르 다 수부티 아시지 마시브레체 베 수부티 착보드라 시버지 근데 요아 임바이나 저것도 와서나 근데 요 말은 수부티 베 냠 충신레 베나 수부 나로라 아니 데디오 자 베 차고 차고 자 차고 베 차고 근데 요 디제 나나 노 디제 요고야 디마 요베나 다가랑게 나로 시키고 그래 데인 저기 배치 아주 르 냠 충충 시어인 거래 디제 임바이 저기 아 깨토 충충 된데 있다 가시 라바 된데 마스 디긴 챤이게 아직 총도야다고 어디 된데 먹고 중고로 된데 르배 차고 요 마레스 아주 옥당사 대조게 백이 로하게 옥당사 대조배 차고 요 인데 된데 디지 가서 나로 남자야 아직 시어고 와 대야 임바이 인데 어디 디기 아주 르 냠 충충 시어레스 이럴 때 임바이 인데 냠지는 게 와인 거 마레스 다 군제
So the second root contemplation is recognizing that the time of death is uncertain. It's not definite when we are going to die. There's no sort of certainty about when we will have to face that. And this has three reasonings that one contemplates. The first of those is that in this world, the time, the sort of extent of lifespan is indeterminate. So there are certain types of beings that have determinate lifespans. They're going to live for 10 years, and that's as long as they'll live, or other beings that have longer periods of time, but they are set, they are definite. For us as humans, we can see clearly that we don't have a certain lifespan that everybody lives to, but rather people die at different ages. And the second reason we contemplate is recognizing that the causes of death are many, and the causes of life, sustaining our life, are quite few. Like, even the causes that we use to sustain our life, like food, like medicine, those things, when there's some sort of fault with them or used improperly, can become the cause of our death. So even those things that we use to sustain ourselves, to be able to live, can actually act as the cause of ending our life. And so when we think about it in that way, there are those things that we think are sort of sustaining of life, and those too can become the causes of death. The causes of death are so many more than the causes that keep us alive. And third is that our body is quite fragile. We have this sense of like our body is tough, like it's resistant to various kinds of things, but we really don't have that really like hardened, tough sort of body. Any small little condition can lead to our death. Like, imagine just a little bit of like air in our veins can cause us to die, that little condition being wrong. Or like our windpipes, if we have a slight blockage in that, there's something that goes wrong, that can lead to our death. And so some little wound, all of these kinds of things, our body is really quite delicate or quite fragile. Although we think of it as being quite hardened, it's quite susceptible to the causes of death.
What is that?
So here, then really at the time of our death, the third sort of root contemplation is that at the time of our death, nothing but Dharma can be of benefit. So at the actual time when we die, we can't really carry anything with us. We can't take anything with us except for the sort of things that we've cultivated, like a kind heart, like being kind toward others, acting in ways that are beneficial to them, not harming others. Those sorts of virtuous actions are the only things that we really are able to carry with us or can be of benefit at that time when we die. And so this contemplation begins by looking at, well, we should therefore make an effort to accumulate that kind of dharma that's going to be the only thing of benefit. Because first of all, normally we look to our body, we rely upon our body in all situations. We sort of have this implicit trust in our body. But at the time of death, we have to actually cast away our body. We can't even carry that with us. But it's something instead that we have to leave behind, we have to cast off. And no matter how much wealth we may have accumulated, you may have saved up lots of money, have all kinds of possessions, but at the time of death, nothing that you have accumulated in terms of material possessions can be of any benefit to that situation. It can't stop your death from happening. It's nothing that you can take with you. It all has to be cast aside. And you might then think, well, but I've got really good relatives and friends. I have these people around me that really love me and care for me. But even those relatives and friends, acquaintances, those that we are close to, all of our relations have to be left behind. We go alone in death. And so in this way, contemplating that at the time of death, nothing but the Dharma is of benefit. Here, again, related to those three root contemplations, recognizing that death is certain, we see that we need to do the Dharma. The Dharma is the only thing that can be of real benefit in the face of having to face death. And given that the time of death is uncertain, we shouldn't procrastinate. We shouldn't put it off until later, but rather we should quickly get to the practice of Dharma. We shouldn't procrastinate and think that we can do it later, that we'll have time later. And then we recognize that really, again, this is the only thing that can be of benefit when we face that final end of death. And so therefore, this is what we should put our effort into. So based upon those kinds of reasonings, we come to the conclusion that we should practice the Dharma. So here, this is a kind of analytical meditation where we recall or think of these various reasonings, and we'll do this for just a couple of minutes tonight.
Thank you. Ani ta mitta ko komiya ti shwe lo kuma chere, chwe chere kuma. Ta chwe chere kuma ti stiku yo na, ani nge kasa kore, shena manu ba chita, shena senpa sambo chi katu, tuk tuk che, sam chene, ta simcho kere.
So here, impermanence and the contemplation of impermanence is really what can impel us toward the Dharma, encourages us to engage in the Dharma practice. It is what really encourages us to think, at all times, I shouldn't be harmful to others. I should be beneficial and have a kind heart, and so forth. So this is what we hope to get from the meditation on impermanence.
Tado yela dumbayi menam chimpu tabar chas. What day do you get that karasundu sesuna? Sunam simjanam tarasa tzu. So suki sunam gcho sage di simjanam di chetu. Hanning chigi samsam chenigi chebris. What is ungore? That yola tado yela dumbayi sim dugi. And it two nimatawa yela dumbe konege. And yela dumbatan tewe kone. Menam tapres, sumrewa, yala tumbatan dewe kune, menam tapres. Tati yala tumbatan dewe menam de karese suna, din sangju menam dere, sangju di gangla ta deura, yala tumbatiche, di gangla, sangbujibe menam de wale ngurwa. Din dugi, ta tangu yala tumbayi se yala dundi karese na, ngaranzu da, kiranzu chasa haku ujiri, chaza watan se tu, chaza wa, ane chujin se tu, chupa. अने जिने चोजिन शाबातां से तुगे सोशल नार्थिक शाबाते शाबाच्छेवा अने दिन जेसु येरांवा मचाजाव चोजिन शाबातां जेसु येरांवा अने कुशिं सुआताबां से तु अने लमाचिचि तंबाते जुला माला चोज सुंग्रो चीस या कुआते मुखासा कुआच्छेवा अने ये ओमा दिला अने कासना न्यायलय में जाओ सोता पा न लामा शुरू ने के जुरी बुई पड़ता ने शुरू ची से दिन न्यायलय में जाओ सोता पा ठुकाते दुबारे करें से सोना नार के केजा कारण सबाते अन्य या मुआची दे मुए ये ला से होता ये ला दुबारे.
So then picking up from where we had left off in the text, this is in my numbering, it's verse 21, but it says, coming below what we went through last time, which was whatever virtues you gather through the three times, dedicate them toward the unexcelled great awakening. And now the new, where we are beginning, is disperse your merit to all sentient beings and utter the peerless aspiration prayers of the seven limbs at all times. So here, disperse your merit to all sentient beings really has that sense of like dedicating or putting our merit toward that goal of being of benefit to other sentient beings. And we should do so partly by means of uttering peerless aspiration prayers of the seven limbs at all times, or day and night. So here, the seven-limbed prayer, or making that kind of prayer, we generally, the example that we normally do is in the King of Prayers, and I don't know if people got this, but in general, the seven limbs, as we refer to them, or seven parts, involve, and you may all know this, but first is making some sort of homage or prostration, and then making offerings. Third is confessing our negativities, so those kinds of negative actions that we have done in the past, sort of requesting, confessing those for purification. And then there's the fourth limb of rejoicing in those sorts of positive actions of oneself and others. Then there is requesting to turn the wheel of Dharma, making that kind of request for teachings, for receiving the Dharma teachings. And then sixth, we have beseeching to remain, as in beseeching one's teachers to not pass into nirvana, but rather to remain and to continue to benefit beings. And then we have the seventh limb of dedication. So here, this is, I think, there's the King of Prayers if people want to look, but in general, those are the seven limbs.
Mm-hmm. 아니 이 디기 도당아 니가는 요래 당아 말한서 지지 달게 된게나 나중에 달게 된게 차상 되줄라 아니 뒤남다 쓰게티 창부 되나나 고고로 차상 뒤남다 되그래 나 쇼에나 도저잖아 예라 두바 서티들레 오래 오예베디 다 예라 두부도 고샤짱 되게 좀 되대 다 고랑기마 송 되게 튀기에 초서 봤다 가게 되고 좋아스 디 Nietzsche, what did you do? Nanona, Angio, Antine, so 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 sarco di, and it ya peg, chicken grease, and it carrying grease, and it massa cheer, grease, mazo cheer, that in the cocha, ta shitters, ta java, twinge so saba, gaji tiba joa, Nietzsche, di gala, and it cara, so sayas, so di, ya pewa, sumche. 배워서 망고야 소야들어 아니게 아 되네게 미세버체바 마 초라나 망고야 미세버체바스 오디 시디 디나는 성그레스
So here, this seven-limbed kind of prayer or puja is not something that we should think of as being like a Tibetan invention that the Tibetans came up with when Buddhism spread there. But rather, this is something that comes from the Buddha, from Buddha Shakyamuni, the Buddha Bhagavan. And so we can see this described, this kind of practice in both the sutras and the tantras. So in tantric practices, when we do like a self-generation sadhana and so forth, we see the kind of seven limbs of making prostrations and offerings and so forth. But this is also something, and that's sort of given a particular name in the kind of tantric practices, the sort of preliminaries of that, wherein one engages in things like prostrations and confession and offering and so forth. And then there, this also occurs within the sutra tradition. We refer to it as like the seven limb prayer here. So this is something that comes directly from the Buddha. It's not a like Tibetan invention. And here, when it comes to the benefits or sort of what is contained within the practice of the seven limbs, we have sort of four components of this. The first being that it accumulates positive, conducive conditions. We need the kind of conducive conditions to be successful in something. And we need to remove those kinds of adverse conditions, those things that act as obstacles. So through accumulating merit, we are creating those kinds of harmonious or conducive conditions. And through purifying our negativities and so forth, we are removing those kinds of adverse conditions. As well, there is the kind of increase and flourishing of our merit. By rejoicing and so forth, other elements of this, we make our merits increase more and more. And finally then, there is making sure that they are not wasted. So these four components come in this seven limb prayer or are contained within it.
What is it that? That you get so sakwatan, cause a shiuti shile, dunti shilapas, koshikavora, where you do it that you get so sagat yalakazu to Gurisena, cha sawache, and a chupa puwache, dine, chugokuwache. 네 냥엘에 맨다고 소왔다바 와 시부디 아니 튕기에 초사가 그러나 봐 저거 튕기에 초사 봐스 네 가지 되버 좋아서 가게 되었어서는 들렸지 야라 지금 맞아 요 말에 샤베야라스 샤베야라 뒤에 두고래 되네 미세버 야 가사네 망불 빼와 세지도 망불 빼와 세야데 예수 이랑 세야들이 예수 이랑 세서는 아니 망불 빼 두고래스 예수 이랑 세 That the name Missebra, Missebra, Tatus, Missebra, Hard Reality, Kayungri, Sesona, and Mwaki, Mwaki, Missep Chigri, yes, Oda, Yala Dumbuti, Shilat in the Scotia Chigri, Twinja Sosa Vautilla, Manshu Shidua, the Shandatola, some religion, what in the story.
So here is for how we sort of divide these seven limbs into those four categories. Really, the main category then is accumulating merit, those kinds of conducive conditions, accumulating those conducive conditions. So here are the limbs of prostrating, offering, requesting to turn the wheel of Dharma, and beseeching not to pass into Nirvana. These are activities that help us to accumulate merit, to accumulate accumulate that kind of positive energy. And then there is, as far as removing adverse conditions, this really entails one of the limbs, and that is that of confessing or purifying our negativities. And then in terms of increasing our virtues more and more, this is the limb of rejoicing. Rejoicing is a very easy way to really cause our merit to develop or increase. And then finally, in terms of not allowing our positive actions to be wasted, here that includes the limb of dedication. So in order that our positive actions not be wasted, we dedicate them. So the first of these then contains four of the limbs, while the other three each have one.
Tāwana dīgī dānān tāngu tī chā cāwa sīgā tī, tāwana chā cāna chā cālū cā tāng kāntī cāwara sīgā tī, tā jī tāng ngā dzū kī gyāng chā sīgā tāwa, yelā ngā kā chā sīgā tāwa, tā yūpa lī kīpa chā sīgā tī, ngā mā shū yīmbā, wā tī tī tāwa rī, yī nā yā, tā tī nā ngā sāng chū kōrāng kā ngā lō lā kār sūng wā sī na, chā cā yā tī lā, lū jī chā, yī jī chā, ngā kā chā, ā sī, wā tī 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 chā tī lā, mē tāwa sūm sūng rī.
So here in the King of Prayers, which you can get in the back if you don't have, this has, by way of doing prostration, we do prostration with our body, speech, and mind. So here when we talk about doing like a physical prostration, this can involve like a full-length prostration or this sort of five-point, having the, or seven-point, these are varieties of physical prostrations, but then there's also making praise with our speech and having faith in our mind. And so here in this King of Prayers, there's prostrating by way of our body, speech, and mind.
Garson does not. Some would be a man of top dog, Javatam, Jim, some singing to near Europe, two way, Javagula up to Chatsalo, say, what a diggy, and Luke Chatsam. That Luke Chatsa do condit Saurasana, so soon a Luke Chig at your marriage. Yimba Yenaya, Luke the Duke, Tandan Yam, Luma, Paul Druniggy, Lusosu Luke, Luma, Paul Druniggy, and it said Dunishing Druniggy, you some nigger, Chatsa, or yes. D. So
here in this King of Prayers, it begins with a verse that includes prostration with our body, speech, and mind. So it reads, to the Buddhas throughout the 10 directions, lions among humans throughout the 3 times, to each of these without any exception, I prostrate my body, my speech, and my mind. And here then, the next verse encapsulates the doing of a physical prostration with our body. So through the power of the prayer for excellent conduct, all Buddhas directly appear to my mind. Bowing with bodies that number all atoms, I prostrate completely to all the Buddhas. So here, when it comes to making a physical prostration, we only have this one body, this one physical body to make a prostration with. But to imagine that we are like emanating countless bodies and with all of those bodies making prostrations, this kind of a practice brings incredible amounts of merit. It's a very powerful kind of way to accumulate merit. So as it says here, imagining that one is prostrating with bodies that number equal to the atoms of the world. This is really imagining that we have emanated all of those bodies. Or one could think in the sense of you have taken countless rebirths. We have been reborn since beginningless time. And so we can imagine all of those beings that we have taken rebirth as previously, that we are with this body, we are like prostrating all of those beings to the Buddhas. And so the imagining in this way or doing this kind of very expansive practice of prostration brings really vast benefits.
어 Dug Changyan Betena, Dug Changyan Betena Sangere, Yosam, that's also the Zayanama is some of the Tanguyanare, and Yidem Sus some of the Tanguyanare, and this Sanga Sus some of the Tanguyanate, this Sangete, Dure, Tena, and this Sangete, did you some degay, and Yijikun and Tony, Yijikun and Tony, and it took the chats out, rest, which then Sanganam said, what did you say, Yijikun and chats out to the Tiri.
So the next verse expresses this kind of prostration by mind. It reads, I admire and honor all of the Buddhas, Buddhas as numerous as the world's atoms, upon every atom, midst bodhisattvas, entirely filling the expanse of space. So here, this is making a kind of mental prostration. With a mind of faith, we are bowing down, imagining that we have bodies equal to the number of atoms of the world. We should also imagine that there are Buddhas, these holy, venerable kinds of beings, equal to the atoms of the world, and we are bowing down to them. So whether we are making prostrations, imagining or visualizing like our own root guru or a particular meditational deity, we should imagine that they are as countless as the numbers of atoms in the world and make prostrations, make those kinds of mental prostrations.
That you are a person, that not going to chase it today. Today, I want to say, Jason, I'm young, you're not just to go to Jawagan, you're in rapture, the worship of Tamja Tarto, say, what a diggy, not going to chase it, not going to chase it to Karatza. Tetang apa mesej saya untuk ini sanggir ya, sanggir. Tadi susu cawe lama ini, hari ini terjogi. Apa yundeju ya? Di kan jis cukur sesuatu. Ini terjun lu ngamzuk ini. Saya tu dan canggih berjuin bangaran juga lu. Jauh ni ke terjun lu ni ke ngane ke? Nai ngane ke ma? Ini yang. Tadi sanggir ke kusung tu ke yundeju tu cuci ni ke? Ke jam ni tu setuan cian ni ke? Cat sebiji yang bayi tu. अनि गाडो कोने छाछा येसे वरेते यांगी याला जसो त ग्यावगु नि युन्दे मातु युन्दे त जुचे तेजा गाखा जुए दियां सेमजे मजु म छ ट्रु निगे अनि गाडो कोने तोसे शेते मा ज्वेतेला अनि गाडो कोने छाछा वे येसे वते सुनु.
So the next is the prostration by speech. So it reads, with an inexhaustible ocean of praise, with oceans of sounds of melodious songs, I proclaim the Buddha's supreme qualities. I give praise to the fully enlightened ones. So here, one is, in addition to sort of showing respect and devotion with your physical body and mentally imagining making those kinds of prostrations to Buddhas or beings, whether it is like our own guru or a meditational deity, whatever form we may imagine them in, recalling their various qualities, we then express those qualities with our speech, with the kind of praise. And so we should imagine that each of those bodies that we have emanated is speaking with its mouth the kind of praises of these fully enlightened ones. So emanating out countless bodies, those bodies as well are expressing the kinds of qualities of those enlightened beings, making this sort of verbal prostration.
The Dinemela, Tachabatri, Chazawa, Chazachabri, Tipala, Chibayana, Gurim Kukuri, Imbindu, Ni, Tachabayana, the Pundu, Yasho de Kaurasana, and the Didwa, Tadami, Chibet, Nusu Shamdan, Yiji, Gusan, Shuti, Lana, Nange, Kungu, Capture, Chicks, Leguera, Dinan Shing, and Ni, Tachabayana, the Pundu, Yasho de Kaurasana, and the Didwa, Tadami, Chibet, Nusu Shamdan, Yiji, Gusan, Shuti, Lana, Nange, Kungu, Capture, Chicks, Leguera, Dinan Shing, and Ni, Tadami, Chibet, Karayoma, Me, Chibet, Karayoba, Tama, Ta Karayoba, Dilla.
So
그시 무슨 샴토기 매번 예배나 아니 예기도 니가 야 프로그레스 무슨 샴도 예기도 그선 슈티스다 파바군도 상배 최배진 시가 될 텐데 난게 타당냐 봐 몸에 봐 타당 몸에 봐 최미 잡지 임바이나야 최미 디네토 최네 타조에 매번 같은 저기 예기도 니게 프로그레스 아니 그 연접 잡진 부에나 연접 될 배 타다 몸에 받친 데가 소소 이지 붙더니 난가타 난가타 고아 조기요나 대파르지기 칸어지 요삼네 오토스 보고 그랬어 안 되게 최배야나 보디 구산 최진기 최바 보는 거 될 순고 대인도 가상 대인거는 아시 쉬어 봐 최바 부에다 대조라 세나촌에 채고 말해 세다 가서 조조쟁 요래스 다 들어 들에 개바 채고이나 과요스서나 주죽 침고 아, 류니베 고드네마 요르 제스미 송을 차베지 대신시 관남당 담배 주 근조 팀맘마다 상제 윤대 자존은 레버처 메도트 버치니 요바 맨이 넘바칸다 요바 뎁뎁불리기 차 그래서 차나 요르고 그래서 요아 이 그래서 겨우 말에 다 들라고 말아 어 딘데체니 부예요 데도 최고 부예를 켜네 세나 마제로 지스
So here then the verses that follow are the verses of offering. So we won't read all of it, but we can read through. So beginning with the best of flowers and then going all the way down to I pay homage to all the enlightened ones. So starting then with the next verse, which will be on confession, saying swayed by desire, anger, and ignorance. So here, in terms of the kinds of offerings that we make, one of the best sort of verses of offering is to, it says like, these offering substances, divine and human, that are sort of actually arranged and mentally emanated, equal to the extent of space, I offer to the enlightened ones. So there are various sort of offering verses that we can use. But the idea is that if we have offerings that we can actually put out, we should actually arrange whatever sort of offering substances we can. But we can also mentally emanate. Imagine all kinds of offerings. Whether we have like offered one water bowl, we can imagine that as equal to the extent of space, like making these really vast sort of offerings. And so if we have actual offerings to lay out, we should do that. But we can also engage in this kind of mental offering. And here, one of the most important things, as we have spoken about earlier, is not to be stingy. So not to have this sense of like holding back or like, oh, did I really want to offer that, but rather to try to do as vast and extensive as an offering practice as we can. So here in the seven in the King of Prayers is one sort of version of offering verses. In the second chapter of Shantideva's Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, we see another offering verses that include, and I cannot list them off or sort of recite them out the way Geshe-la can, but they describe the kind of offerings that we make, imagining all of these beautiful substances and so forth, imagining them as vast and extensive as possible.
That is wala ta shakwa sumbatre shakwa jorwa shakwa yela shakwa yela din di deja shetan ti mwang sene sholo ka chigri lina nga yetan ti kwa dag ki wa teta tam jita so so shakwa yela tere ta ti shakwa cheyon tu ki ngara zuta tere top shikune tenge top nyembe top ane suji be top nyeba le lara metokwe top se top shik tsang so na tiba mata pa chune me se sungure ta tenge top se na ya jamru tab che ne ane nge tiba te takwa te nama kuncho che nyamba te tenge top che ta nyembe top se so na ta tiba takye te la ta ngaram so yakshu di ne tongba nye gomna yore ta teme na chamnyin ji tsewa ta tezu gome yore teme na na soso gi tungsha joya yore mani changya yore ane sangha kuchu karchi gyo tezu dikba shita yagi nyembe dotire dikba ma meba su yagi nyembo dire tene su jimbe topse yandu ngara soso dikba sa gyo te tangye kune jingma son ta lega tingye kune che Ya cheba ti ti maso sambeke semdi nane gyobati. Ti maso nyembe semdi gyobati sui chibe toptiri. Tene nyeba ne lara metoba topse tu ta nye ti maso sambadiyo yendu le chinje nge chigime nyambe tomsim te jorwa wode nyebane nal me tobo tobre ta tezo sang song na tezo shi chang song na ane tibwa mata bo keke me sungu orda
So then the next is the limb of confession. And so here this reads, swayed by desire, by anger and ignorance with my body, my speech, and likewise my mind, whatever wrong actions there are I have done, each one of these now I confess one by one. So here, when we do the practice of confession or purification, we really need to have all four opponent powers, as they are called. And so here, there is the power of reliance, the power of the remedy, the power of regret, and the power of resolve. So here, the sort of power of the basis or reliance is going for refuge, is going for refuge to the three jewels or one's own root guru, recognizing that they know these actions, sort of laying that out in front of them and placing one's trust in those objects of refuge. Then the power of the remedy or the power of the antidote is really relying upon positive actions as a counterbalance to those negative actions that we have accumulated. So one of the most powerful antidotes is meditating on emptiness. In addition, we can meditate on love and compassion, generate those sorts of positive states of mind, or engage in the practice of the confession of downfalls or other kinds of tantric practices act as very powerful means to sort of purify our negativities. And then there is the power of regret, of recognizing that whatever we have done is not appropriate, that it is some kind of a transgression and we have done wrong. And then finally, there is the power of resolve, of recognizing that having done such actions in the past, going forward, we want to avoid them. We want to try to not do such actions. So it's said that any kind of negativity, if we have all four opponent powers, it can be purified. There's nothing that cannot be purified if we have all four of those opponent powers.
だ、ジェスイランチェヨンというジェスイランセスな。ゲカワコメ。シェンジケザチェバラ。ペアコレスムコワカワコメタン。ランゲケザムラチェバテラ。アニソスケザカチェバヨメナ。レサンボシェバテゾラ。マランディテチェキチュンニャンベゲカワコメ。ウォティカワティゴムスナ。アニテギソスケケザティギソナムディアトスペドレススングオレ。ティンドゥケジェスイランゲギワヤペドレスゲティングオレ。
Then next is the limb of rejoicing. And so here this reads, I rejoice in all the virtuous merits of all the Buddhas in all 10 directions, of Bodhisattvas, Pratika Buddhas, Shravaka, and I'm going to read trainers and no longer in training, and sentient beings. So here, this is having joy in those kinds of virtues, both that are done by others, like by Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, as well as the virtues that you yourself have done. By really taking sincere joy in those virtues, we cause them to increase more and more. And so by meditating on joy, by having a kind of joyful reaction to the positive activities of others, this increases our own virtues. So whether it is that of Buddhas, of Bodhisattvas, of those who are practicing the Hinayana or the lower vehicle, those Pratyeka Buddhas and Shravakas, as well as those who have entered the path, who are training in the path, even those who have not yet entered the paths, as well as ordinary sentient beings, all of those we should reflect on with joy.
That 숨나라 쇼로고 숨부레레 내게 아니 최고 고로지 나라 다 지금 남아테 남아 초랑기 아니 나라 규리 뷔파라 똑과 연대 마토파라 상계가 고고 마토파라 아니 최고 고로지 세 최고 고로서 왔다 배치 다디 벌랑아 지금 똑과 연대로서 봤는데 마랑고 마토가 팔라 아니 그런 양알에 마타로지 세
Then the last three verses here of this part correspond with these last three parts of our seven-limbed prayer, beginning with requesting teachings. So this is the verse that I humbly request. So here we are requesting our own teachers, other Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, to remain until we are able to generate the kinds of realizations that we have not yet generated, until we are able to become a fully enlightened Buddha ourselves. We request them to remain and to turn the wheel of Dharma, to give us those kinds of teachings in order that we might be able to develop realizations of them. And then there is the request beseeching to remain, to not pass into Nirvana, but rather out of love and compassion for sentient beings to remain and to continue to give to help guide us along the path. And so then we have finally the dedication. So whatever small merit I have collected, I dedicate for the enlightenment of all. And so here, reflecting on the kinds of virtues that we have accumulated from today, those that we have accumulated in the past, particularly those that we have accumulated through these six previous limbs, one dedicates that all toward as it says here, the enlightenment of all, but to being able to generate things, like if we have not yet generated bodhicitta, to be able to generate bodhicitta, that ourselves and others might be able to develop that we might be able to come to an understanding of emptiness, that we might be able to generate the kinds of qualities of the path that allow us to benefit others. This is the kind of dedication that we should make such that our virtues are not wasted.
That so door dubina, and a sanju with Dana, sangu race, sangu jibemenum. They do get melam gabuti caresena, sangu jibemenum race, or they do get devasanganam the choji, shivan and tamagi, tamatula tak and the tiburula, melam dam, melam the parent to sungore, did they do, and it's some samayati, melam tayati, turn to in a pair of re.
So then following that dedication, we then turn to the rest of what is called the King of Prayers, beginning with this verse that says, I make offering to Buddhas who came before and those present in the world's 10 directions. May those not arisen fulfill their intent and swiftly complete enlightenment's stages. And so here, really what follows are sort of a prayer that encapsulates all of the aspirations and wishes of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So it is an incredibly powerful and vast kind of a prayer. So this is something that has incredible benefits. There's sort of the substance of the prayer and the benefits of it will come through the rest of the prayer. And this is something that from time to time to look at or to recite is a very beneficial thing to do. This is why it is called, though, like the King of Prayers, is because it contains all of the aspirations of all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas condensed into this one prayer.
That dinne mu tunchena tedra chena sonam dan yishi choni zobor gyur rus da de kuran de la do tedra chena se tu ta yela tu ba de e kone ge ma che ba yim ba ina ani sonam so zo re es ani de ma se be ge din nang la nyem be yela de la ani tong ba yin la so ba ta me ba ta dishila soba te zoga sangma mo sta on dugi ani yishi chotyang an de zogres 다 남과 상계배 최초 로그로 수저와 예배이나 아니 갈라고서는 시템반이 쓰고래 람탑시니 아니 대구 최수고 꾸니 스텐들로 송고로 와 대인 되게 시템반이 쓰용 되게 아니 군습 템바탕 전담 템바시 곧 딱 백의 실전 뒤시 람탑시니 쓰용 되게 아니 군습 템바가 초안에게 아니 전주가 쓴다 인지 첨부 땅 대소가 남지림 봐. 다 대중 모두 얘기 왜 대기 남지림 봐. 두 삼 땅 두기 아니 이게 탑 지체 아니 이게 되네 이게 모두 얘기 슈슈라마 아 대중이 되나 동이 땡바인 두 동이 두 땡바 시다 다 동관이가 서버 대소가 삼 땅에 두두다 아니 이게 시랍시 남탑시 어디들이 다 되네 탑 초 삼마 소나고 소체 이시기 차상마 아니 가서나 아한 백의 시라고 차상마 아니 이시기 좋아체 다 대니래 때네 가려용고를 써서는 대부 꾸니 용고를 쓰는 거 초기 낚시 족시 제발 때네 아니 수구 소지구 아니 가나서 다자던 맛이 이제 대부다 농구다 조구 쓰게 줘라 아니 빛으로 나가서 통해 여기 근데 꾸디 아 근데기 소구디 토야디 쓰는 게 초기 사관했던 대부 태도구레스 다 이식이 꾸디 백의 이식이 초 동반이 단 다음에 받아 소바 전반 실에서 소바 삼도 땅에 이식이 초 되기 교사네 디럭지 족질 제벌 때네 아니 상계 그럼 투기 아니 넘버 탐지 때문에 이시 세조로와 어디 조우리 스텐류기 백의 대부 최고 난 최고세 이식이 꾸디 아니 대부 태도구레스 대인들이 다 남바상 예배 초초로 참만 쇠나 시템반이 남탑신이 되고 추 아니 추수군이 스톡스톤 오래.
So then it continues saying, if you proceed thus, you'll swiftly perfect merit and wisdom and eliminate the two defilements. So here, by way of engaging in the practice of the seven limb, we will proceed swiftly in terms of being able to develop the kinds of collections, as it says here, perfect merit and wisdom, accumulate these two accumulations of merit and wisdom, the perfection of which is then the two Buddha bodies. So we talk about the sort of base two, the two truths that then correspond with the two paths and the two results. So when it comes to merit, all of those kinds of activities of accumulating positive energy through actions like generosity and so forth, developing love and compassion, that is the accumulation of merit. And in turn, that kind of accumulation of merit, so here we have first the base of the two truths, conventional truth and ultimate truth. And in turn, there are the two, the sort of method side of the path, including developing love and compassion and those kinds of practices, as are explained in the ornament for clear realizations that give us the kind of hidden meaning of the perfection of wisdom sutras in terms of the method side. And then there is the wisdom side, developing our understanding of like impermanence, selflessness, emptiness, and so forth, that culminates in the accumulation of wisdom. In turn, these correspond then in dependence upon accumulating the accumulation of wisdom and the accumulation of merit. We attain respectively the Dharmakaya, that truth body, and then the form body. And so the form body or the Rupakaya of a Buddha is again divided into the Sambhogakaya and the Nirmanakaya. Enjoyment and emanation bodies. And in turn, the Dharmakaya, the truth body, comes then results in the kind of omniscient wisdom that knows all objects of knowledge without any kind of obscuration. So here, as it says in this verse, then, in dependence upon engaging in these kinds of practices, one will be able to swiftly accumulate the collection or swiftly perfect the accumulation of merit and wisdom and eliminate the two defilements. Are there any questions? Or is there... Keep going on this tech.
Do you want me?
Yeah, me.
This doesn't floating the idea.
Okay.
That maybe instead of a text, that he could request people to give them topics or maybe questions that in your practice that people are struggling with, or a specific topic like assisting a friend at the time of death, or whatever the topic, and people could all contribute those, give them to Geshe Jemba, and he could choose, you know, and use it. And really, from the teaching being like advice from a spiritual friend, and not just text-based. I mean, it's all text-based, but anyway.
Okay.
I'm just floating the idea.
Okay. Yeah, ta kirang ama di nganzo mangpa kare kare chigo res ta nganzo la kati nangbarwa. Ani Mary kisambala chikchana shum mikse chik mati paches ine nganzo ki jeja di kare kola dolingche deba kirang la na. Kirang ana che ani dinso kola tis deshe dawa nang na. Yang shenba chi ki ta lo chong dun du ma di shubara wa.
Zizi. Ani kya mendo. Ani te kiran so e te yak tinde su yo yana yang ala te gita ki chitra wa. O nge te su na, kiran su te su na, kona nge baba nge samdu tang shi yang guru wa. O lo chong dun du ma yo yana, lo chong dun du ma ge, chazan nyam tu shi kwa ye ke yo mara tis tis shi. Di paru chong su ge. So, tiwa yu jo nga tin nga la ta nga zula di xie wu tu di kola jik xie wu sanay, an di buru chuk xie wu jiru wa.
So, here, when it comes to what we might be doing next, we've actually had one sort of request that didn't come in this setting, but that was for Chekwa's 7-point mind training. And so that may be what Geshe-la goes to next, but he said that it would be good, regardless of whether that's like exactly what we go through in the teachings or not, if you have ideas or suggestions, topics, things that you want to see Geshe-la cover, just to give that to him so that he's then got it in mind. So even if we are going through a particular text and we might not be going through each thing, but he'll know what people are particularly interested in. So I think that kind of feedback and topics that you're interested in, that's always welcome. Yeah.
Mm.
Good. Yeah?
Yes, honey.
Ani ngamso di lu pakdu meba truya samsung ngamso lola shongya tes kapo do a ne di yage doya gi lapcha yebes kandres
ta di kasigore lu tru yong tu gi ngone frang tru tugu marwa ta ngone frang ta tru tugu yo mare yimba yena tantan ne gi sosuran gi di Segmentan dia, dinding yo, sam dia ke, mewah cik orang, dia mewah cik cie, ni cie, sum cie sana, kan sam dia ke, ane ko kumsi tewe orang. Dia aram suki, dia tua, kerasa, tujuh pihak jangan segi dia, sange ke kune, besar tu. Tu cipta mungkin je sengaja nak wajib tetapi dia soyu sambil membaca ni, so membaca bola. Di latte ni, dia wajib dia susui lugi tiba tan. Ani lugi kaje baje sembik kanga sama. Ani wajib dia tasun sama tajuk membaca jua. Wadi yang ko dua drabri membaca jua. Wadi itu dia nang singce ni. So so put the end in the mouth, but you some check. Tantamusu, the true to your marriage, Taco, young head, true to your marriage, and chicken true to you have
marriage. It's some of the Mubache, the 이단기 구이나레 다 나서 선서 메바제디 디스칼레로와
메베 트루바스
야
이네 메바체 트루버트
야 이네 양결 양결 공지라티네 야게 로에로와 So, it's a good question. And then me as the translator, I don't know if I got it across exactly, but we try our best. So here, when it comes to doing these sorts of prostrations where we are imagining emanating countless bodies or something like that, this is something that takes practice. Like, we can't actually emanate countless bodies at this point, right? But we're doing this by way of our imagination. And really, we have to begin by thinking, like, I am doing this, you know, and practice it again and again. And so it's one of those things where we really sort of have to say to ourselves and get into that. It's the same kind of principle that comes when we do, like, the kind of either purification or, like, receiving light and nectar from the Buddha. That's a good one to start with to help us kind of train in this. But we should imagine and really let our imagination be powerful, that like this light and nectar is entering my body and purifying it completely. All of it is taking away all of my negativities, and really rest in that. Try to like believe in that, you know, in your imagination. And so too with emanating these kinds of countless bodies, it's something that's difficult. It's not like it really fits in our mind, but as we begin to work with it and spend more and more time on it, we really have that sense of like, yes, I am doing this, even though we can't yet like actually emanate bodies, right? We're creating the sort of predispositions for that. So yeah. And Kathy. Can I see what Zoya may put over it?
A Buddha cannot pass on his realizations to us when we are imagining light nectar coming and then receiving the realizations from the Buddha. It's a little bit of a contradiction to what is said, that
So, the
question I have.
Okay. So I don't know if did everybody hear the question. Okay. So here the namgi ngansol ta doi si chichi doa the ngansol di sangyegi ngansol ki dipa di chu nangjin chue yomares ani sangyegi yunden dang topa dinso da. 포에 요 말에 낭에 요 말에와 이내 가서 선방 뒤 피치잖아 아 뒤지 어제 뵙잖아 뒤 가서 상얘기 남 토파다고 토파 포에 다고 이 삼로 다고 레기로와 일단 가기 말에 베스 먼저 뒤 상얘기네 윤데 상얘기 윤데 상얘기 간서라 낭에 요 말에 그래와 이내 뒤 메바체네 뒤지 This is a very logical question.
Sanke peki ajatu beshake to be na sangye tu nye ba che tu nye ba te ne ane ku gi ne na ma zhe so nam ti cho de la te ne tu nye ba te ne ane gi ma ram zo la we se ke nam ba ro chi tu din de we se de nam ba so su cho sa ba gi gen che ni we se de cho chu ma re di gi ane so su cho ren gyul ti cho ren gyul tim so na de tim be te che ne ane ti ba ta ge de yung gri is ma to be ane sangye koran ge yun de chi अनि मरांसोले छो टुक्स चेवे दिप इंगि मारे सगे यो मरांग समुल वा एदि चितांग गेतु गेतु इन टुक्स ति तिवा दिले गरे नो नो
नो सो दिस इज अ वेरी लॉजिकल क्वेश्चन आई मीन दिस इज समथिंग दैट हैज रीजन बिहाइंड इट सो गुड क्वेश्चन एंड सो दिस अगेन देयर इज अ वर्स फ्रॉम द सूत्रस दैट सेज दैट लाइक द बुद्धा कांट वॉश अवे आवर नेगेटिविटीज एंड कांट रिमूव आवर सफरिंग्स एज वुड अ we would like a thorn, and he can't give us his realizations, but the Buddha is able to benefit us by teaching the Dharma, right? So here then, when it comes to doing this kind of visualization where you imagine light and nectar is descending and like the sort of qualities of the Buddha dissolving into you and so forth, it might seem like we're advocating something that is contradictory, that like the Buddha is somehow giving you these qualities or giving you these realizations, is purifying you with these light and nectar, right? And it's like, well, that seems to be in direct contradiction. But here, the way that Geshe-la responds to that is that actually, like, this is a practice in which what we are doing is we are creating merit. We are creating merit by turning our mind toward positive things, by remembering the qualities of the Buddha and so forth. So like when we imagine when we're purifying our negativities that, we're receiving the sort of qualities from a Buddha by making these kinds of requests and so forth, it's actually, we need to think that it isn't just because like the Buddha is giving us something, but rather it is the condition of our creating merit that sort of like pleases the Buddha, that in this sense brings us closer to the Buddha, or it makes us able, like makes us receptive to, in that visualization, the kind of qualities or being able to purify our negativities. So it's not as though like the Buddha from his or her side is giving us something, but it's really being catalyzed by our own creation of merit, that positive energy that we are creating through our own positive actions is pleasing to the Buddhas. In that sense of then we're visualizing like the Buddha's this descent of light and nectar that's really a product of our own kind of positive action. I'm seeing like blank stares, so I'm not articulating this correctly. But it's not...
けど、けげて、とにゃぶちょんそな。にしもしえたことだべ。がわんでもまぼち。たんよんてげ、そそやこちべけんしにげ。てちにげ、あれべげげやこ、たにてんでちょんよんて。てにゃばてね、そそてばたげ。そのそそやじょうば。てねんひんち。そそやこちべて、ねんべね、さんげこねべせんなばてんでちゅえ。そそやこちべけんせちにて。まと。でちょだてばたやじょうごろわ。
So here, like when we're visualizing that our negativities are purified by the kind of power of the Buddha, again, it's not like we're making the request from the side of the Buddha, but we have done something positive. We have made that kind of effort toward positive actions, and that is what is then pleasing the Buddha. And we imagine that having pleased the Buddha through our own positive actions, that's what's resulting in the sort of light and nectar descending. It's like, I don't know what other words to use, Kathy. I see the blank stare and it's just so hard. But we, like, it is from our own positive actions that we then, and he's using this language of like pleasing the Buddha. We are imagining, this isn't again like something that's actually physically happening, but we imagine that then the Buddha is pleased and that we're receiving those sorts of qualities. So what that is a product of, like if we're purifying our negativity through the descent of that light and nectar, is that's occurring really because of our positive actions. It's not like the Buddha from its own side is doing that for us or giving that to us. Yeah, so the time's up for today, but keep your questions for later.